Good morning. Here we are sitting, the monks of the Absolute Monastery. Beautiful morning. Herb just inspired us, introduced us to a beautiful talk and thoughts on Absolute. And while he left, and he was saying, well, you go ahead and think about what Absolute means for you. Well, so Ingeborg, you want to think, give your thoughts and share what you think about Absolute.
I'm Ingeborg, and I think about Absolute. Absolute is a word, first of all. What does it mean? In the dictionary, it is also defined as has also the name of God. And I know I am God. I say I am God, so I am also Absolute. All what I think God is, Absolute is too. There is, for me, is no difference, because it is all a concept. What I put into the concept, I experience. And therefore, what can I say about Absolute? How can I feel it? Well, whatever I think into it, for me, is Absolute. What for me is Absolute, maybe for another, it is not Absolute. So this is a question of just of concept, of thinking, of believing in something. I love you.
And here we are with our great monk, Enlarge. Well, just Beatrice, just give you a little thought what you think. Just let it flow.
I am Beatrice. For me, Absolute is I am the diamond. The diamond I see in me. And the diamond shines and twinkles. That's for me the Absolute.
I'm Sylvia, and Absolute for me, first of all, is nothing touchable, nothing really comprehensible with my human understanding, because Absolute is really it's a concept, and there is in that concept there's really nothing that has form, because everything is an idea, and in that concept of the Absolute, there's everything included. And I, as Sylvia, I'm just here in the Absolute, and I'm in Absolute, as Absolute, through Absolute, I'm existing. I'm like a fish in the ocean. I'm swimming in that water, and I'm like the fish who has no idea how big that ocean is or what's around him, but definitely is a part of it. And that sense of being in and as Absolute, I have too. I have that from within, that feeling of spacelessness and oneness and formlessness, and yet being everything that I can conceive of as form and matter. Everything that I can think of, I can express, still being the concept of Absolute. And probably the most important thing when I think of Absolute is that it's just nothing touchable. It's just a kind of ultimate beingness, a kind of being one as everything, and yet being nothing, and yet having the consciousness of being all without being able to define it. Oh, I think that's a lot of big words, and I think I just give it further to Anita. But for Absolute is fun, absolutely fun.
Okay, my name is Anita. I'm a monk at large of the Absolute Monastery. And I just listened to my Absolute mirror, Sylvia. defining absolute and all the others. I am absolute. Because absolute is all I am inside, all I am outside, all there is. And at the same time, absolute is absolutely nothing. It's really something else to put absolute into words. Absolute just is, and it's somehow undescribable. Yeah. I am absolute.
Interesting what we all heard, huh? Rex, what would you like to say? Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, that's absolute, yes, that's sure. And little love, oh, he's in absolute, he's at the moment absent. Well, I'm Ellen, and we had some interesting ideas. We heard some interesting ideas on absolute. And I'm just mentioning what Ingeborg said, that for her, God and absolute is the same, which is naturally an idea, and we can say anything we want. It's God is a word, absolute is a word, and if we want to put it in one box, that's fine. For me, absolute is it. It's just it. It's the maximum, it's the ultimate, and it's definitely not describable, because the moment I describe it, I put it into relative words and I limit absolute. And we have the tendency to do that with God, which is actually also unlimited. And like we have God Unlimited, the church, God Unlimited, and still we play the game of saying God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, which limits God at all. But the word absolute has just that you have, at least with me it's like this, there are no words to describe it. And with God, we still try to put attributes on. And with absolute, it's like Sylvia said, it has no form. And yet it has form the moment I give it form. So it's all and it is nothing. And it's just fun to think about it. And I love the description from Bea, who said it is the diamond within her which glitters and shines forth, and she puts it as a symbol of what absolute is for her. She's doing the first course of the Art and Science of Wholeness, and she is thinking of that beautiful, precious diamond within her, which really is absolute, which really is bare. And Sylvia just gave it all, so we all are absolute and we all have fun in thinking of us of it. And I think today we have a lot of inspiration to think about it, but more just to flow with it and to be it. I think we had a great time. Somebody wants to add something, feel free. I believe we have just touched it beautifully. Well, have a wonderful day. I know we love you.
Thank you, Ellen.